This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1092, Finding Your Value Despite the Competition, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. And I'm Dan, your host and narrator, and I am here with you every single day reading from these great blogs on all sorts of topics related to work and entrepreneurship. So let's get right to it now as we hear from Michael Melberg and Optimize Your Life. Finding Your Value Despite the Competition, by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. 12 words reignited a fire in me that now burns hot. Quote, "Nobody owns the market on productivity, and you've got something to offer." End quote. We were talking about competition, focus, and purpose, and those 12 words, uttered by my business coach, were ripe with lessons. 1. If you have something of value to offer the world, there's usually a business in it. 2. That other businesses work hard and spend money, pushing the illusion that they are the unchallengeable leader in a market. And 3. That competition can be an excuse for inaction. Are you second-guessing your next great idea? Are you downplaying the value you could provide to others? Are you upset that you found a competitor in the market who seems to be offering everything you want to and seems to be finding great success doing it? It might be time to step back and realize a few important things. 1, you have value the world needs. Perhaps you're an artist, maybe a musician, a writer, a blogger, a podcaster, or a basket weaver. It doesn't matter. If other people find value in your work, there may be a business in it. You've got something to offer, my coach said. He was right. I'd taken for granted the fact that I've spent my entire professional career learning, testing, and executing organization and productivity strategies. Could I keep this knowledge and these lessons to myself? Sure, but that's not helping anyone. That's not providing value. What about you? What have you spent your life and career learning? What do you know so well that you take it for granted? Others just might find value in it. Use your skills, your knowledge, your experiences to help others on their journey. Maybe that's a painting. Maybe it's a photo. Maybe it's teaching your audience a new skill on your podcast. Whatever it is, you have value the world needs. 2, there's a place for what you do. In the 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing by Al Rees and Jack Trout, the law of exclusivity states, quote, "Two companies cannot own the same word in the prospect's mind," end quote. Apple owns design. BMW owns performance. Burger King owns your way. But that doesn't mean their competition can't build a business in the same market. It simply means you have to pick a different angle. There's a place for what you do. Your competition might be traipsing all over your territory, but you can still run a business. Your competitors may be copying your every move, but some customers will still want to buy from you. Find out why. Find out why your customers stick with you instead of your competitors. Then double down on that angle. Find out how customers stumbled across your work. Then double down on that promotion strategy. Find out where customers heard about you. Then double your presence there. Just because someone else is doing something similar doesn't mean you can't build a business. There's a place for what you do. And 3, don't let competition hold you back. Finding a competitor who does what you do can be debilitating. You think, someone's already beat me to it. You doubt yourself. You second-guess your unique experiences. And ultimately, you don't take action. But how many times have you bought something from a clear competitor to another purchase you'd already made? likely more than you realize. Looking at my bookshelf, I have 8 different books on writing. My music library is full of dozens of various singer-songwriter musicians. My personal computer is a Mac, and my work computer is a PC. Just last month, I purchased 2 programs that turned blog posts into PDFs. I guarantee these 2 companies think of themselves as competitors, but I bought both because they are different enough for me to want features from each. The fact of the matter is, nobody owns the market on what you offer. They may have market share, but they don't own it. You can come in with a different price. You can play up a unique angle. You can establish more trust. You can advertise where they aren't. You can do any number of things to land business for yourself without going head-to-head with your opponent. When my business coach told me nobody owns the market on productivity, he was telling me not to worry about the competition. He was also reminding me that I was making excuses for not taking action. Don't let your competition hold you back. Know your unique creative differences. Find an angle and take massive action. You just listened to the post titled Finding Your Value Despite the Competition by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And big thanks to Michael, who is a family man, an entrepreneur, a business professional, fitness nut, organization freak, productivity junkie, and the author of Home Early, a book about destroying distraction, becoming powerfully productive, and finishing work before dinner. And you can actually get the first chapter of that book for free with a bunch of worksheets to go along with it right on his site, michaelmelberg.com. That's M-E-H-L-B-E-R-G. So come check that out and show him some support. And that's going to do it for today. I thank you so much for being here with me and listening all the way through. And I'll be back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.